Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, November 10th, 2022. Today he is asking us to express ourselves fearlessly, as by doing so we uplift and encourage others. Every one of you is an absolutely indispensable master craftsman. Good day to you all, and despite any worries or anxieties that you may be feeling, it is a very good day. Humanity is awakening rapidly. The main event is very close now, and of course, there is only now. Yes, I and many others have told you that again and again, to assist you to come to an awareness of the unreality of time. In fact, your most recent science has come to the realization that time is flexible and variable, changeable, and therefore unreal, even though it continues to seemingly flow from the past through the present to the future. And as you can choose to be aware that there is only now, you are therefore always in the now. You may remember the past and dream of or dread the future, but you always do that now. When you allow yourselves to accept that, then fears and anxieties for the future and anger and resentment about the past become less intense. The story, dream, or game of life in form will unfold as you collectively intend it to, so engage positively, lovingly, and compassionately with your hearts, minds, and thoughts, and bring into the dream a world that aligns with those most powerful thoughts, and create a worldwide life of form now that honors and respects all. That is, of course, what you are doing, but mostly your consciousness does not engage with that because it is almost constantly being distracted by the drama being offered by family, friends, work associates, and all the media with which are constantly seeking your attention and offering you theirs. As separate beings, you do feel lonely, alone, even abandoned, and many of you have suffered traumas that confirm those feelings and which cause you to seek from others the acknowledgement and appreciation that you have been culturally trained not to offer to yourselves. So, yet again, I would remind you that you are all the beloved and absolutely perfectly created children of Mother, Father, God, who loves and honors you in every moment of your eternal existence. The least you can do, therefore, is to honor Mother, Father, God by accepting and honoring yourselves as the divine beings that you most definitely are. Let go of every sense of guilt, shame, unworthiness, or sinfulness to which you may have been clinging, believing it pleases God and demonstrates your devotion to her. God's will is that you know her directly through your own experience as you go within, opening your hearts and inviting her to lovingly embrace you, or at least to know her through your personal engagement with those loving ones in the non-physical realms to whom you turn for comfort and support when you are fearful or anxious. There is only God. God is all that exists. Therefore, you are a part of and one with her in every moment and completely without interruption. If there was even the briefest of a micro-moment of separation, you would not be. You would not exist. That cannot occur because it would be God annihilating herself, an utter and complete impossibility, because God is. And because God is, eternally existing and extending herself to all of her divine creation, so are you. You too are love extending and sharing itself in an endless and infinite expansion of joyous and creative harmony. When you awaken, you will be amazed at the wonder that is your home, that is reality, and amazed that you could have ever fallen asleep. God is love, eternally creating and extending himself through you. Reality is one, that is its nature, and you have forgotten that while you have been enshrouded in your cloak of unreality, the cloak that made it possible to pretend to yourselves that you were alone, lost and abandoned in the world of form, where many people often think that their very lives are under almost constant threat of destruction, that what you are experiencing is unreal. But of course your survival is never in danger. There is no danger because you are eternally one with Source. However, while you are engaging with life as a human in form, that is a very difficult truth to accept, as you can see danger, pain, and suffering in so many places, as you look around you and listen to what family, friends, and the media keep drawing to your attention. Uncertainty and the accompanying anxiety are common experiences of life in form because your egos are often fear-focused. This is why spending time daily in your holy inner sanctuaries is essential for your peace and well-being. Doing this brings to your awareness your unbreakable connection to Source, where the energy field of love and peace is all-pervasive and all-embracing. Spending time quietly there renews and revitalizes you. It's a little like plugging your computer into the main electrical supply to recharge its battery. If you don't do that regularly, the battery dies and you may lose some work that you have not yet saved. Everyone needs to be recharged at least once daily, and you can most positively connect to the field of love by going within and inviting it to embrace, re-energize, and re-empower you. When you do this, you will feel the energy flow. You will feel renewed and revitalized, and any anxieties or worries that have been unsettling you will have greatly reduced in intensity. This recharging of your batteries greatly assists you to lovingly live your daily human lives and facilitates your desire and intent to open yourselves as channels or conduits through which the divine abundance that is love can flow freely and easily to assist in your great awakening. Every one of you is an absolutely indispensable master craftsman helping to bring humanity's awakening process to its most magnificent fruition. So honor your intuition, your inner knowing, and be yourselves, fearless and unmasked, as you go about your daily lives. You can have no idea of the enormity of your influence on others who are seeking to awaken when you joyfully express yourselves to all with whom you interact, either greatly or minimally, during your daily lives. Truly, you are essential and indispensable partners, working together in the oneness that is God to awaken everyone. And, because your awakening is God's divine will, the outcome is totally assured. Your loving brother, Jesus.